Hello, everybody. Now, despite what you're normally used to hearing when I do decide to randomly make a podcast, it's usually ranty and remind you of something like drunk Jack Sparrow, right? I guess. Something like that. But in female form. But today's podcast, I'm not going to be ranting, and I'm not going to be joking. This is not that kind of podcast where you're going to get a laugh, or you're going to be like, ugh, what's going on, or why am I even here? If you do listen to this podcast, this is me. I struggle every day with overwhelming sadness. Every day, I feel less and less like myself. Mind you, I haven't felt like myself in a long time, but I was a lonely child. I had two parents that loved me, but I lived in the middle of nowhere. And I was bullied pretty bad. So I didn't leave the house much, and I didn't have any friends. So I learned to live inside my mind. Like, I just learned to keep myself occupied in so many different ways. And especially I found an outlet through music, so that was one thing. And TV, and I just always found ways to keep myself amused. My mind was my safe place. And by safe place, I mean, other than when I was home, nothing felt safe for me. I was alone in the world, and that was scary. Especially as a kid, you know? And it frightens me that one day my kids may feel sad like that, you know, or scared. Because I know what it felt like to be truly scared of your existence. I never understood, why was I here? And why didn't anybody love me? I mean, besides my parents. I've always given 100,000% of all of me to the few select people that I chose to give it to. And they destroyed me, you know? I didn't have many trust in females my whole life. Especially because of high school and everything, and I mean middle school and, well, you name it, all of school. And then I got out of high school, and I vowed that I would never, ever, ever let another female make me feel that way again or treat me like that, because it was just beneath me, I guess. I learned better, and over the years, in my early 20s, I started finding myself slightly a bit more and finding out who I was and what I wanted to be. And still, it was still a struggle. It still is today a struggle. But somewhere along the line, I did. And at one point, I was 25 and I had a great job and I had money saved up. And I had a best friend, and through her, her family became my family. And other than my parents, I didn't have a family, really. I didn't do anything for Thanksgiving or Christmases. It wasn't like a big, happy family holiday where all your family member comes over, you know? It was just me, my mom, and my dad, and my brother. So everything that she went through, I was always there for her. I helped her raise her daughter that she had at 16, and her little brother was at almost 5 at the time. And her family was like my family, and after 8 years, oh, now if I'm counting in my head, it was 10 years almost. When the going got tough, she sure as hell got going. And it just, you think, well, screw all the people in the past that weren't there for you. They weren't really your friends at the end of the day. But how, how can you be there for somebody through thick and thin, no matter what, and when they would go through hard times you did, and to spend almost 10 years worth of Christmases and Thanksgivings sharing it with that person and seeing their family grow and seeing, and then I find myself alone. And I've been going through a really tough past 3 years. And it just doesn't seem to be getting any better, you know? How come the girl who always gave love to people who she thought deserved it and people who didn't deserve it, and still to this day, as much as I should really, really despise humanity, I still find myself at times weeping. It's a dweeby word, right? I'm crying for humanity when I should be crying for myself. But I don't want anyone to suffer, you know? Like, if everyone in the world could realize, like, stop for a minute and realize, none of us have to suffer. None of us have to be unhappy. None of us have to starve and live in poverty. We choose, as human beings, to keep each other down. We've forgotten that we were all born just like everybody else was. Nobody was any different than the other person. And we'll die the same as each other. Because life and death doesn't stop for any of us. And good deeds and good intentions and sincerity doesn't always mean that you're going to get it back in return. But I still find myself struggling. The one thing I think I struggle with the most, and mind you, I am in love with my boyfriend. And I never want to be with anybody else. But the father of my children, I deserve to hate him. He didn't love me, and that's fine. But what's worse, what really gets me, is how do you not love your kids when they're beautiful little boys and he pretends to love them every once in a while when he reaches out after a drug binge, you know, or whatever it is. And I I tried my best. I stayed in that relationship as long as I could. But he didn't want me, and he didn't want our second son. And the universe intervened. And 3 years ago, my family was torn apart by a stupid decision he made. It landed him in jail. And I didn't know where to go after that. Because how do you work so hard for 3 years to keep your family together? You work so hard to fight for your kids and want to make him better and to make sure that they didn't grow up in a broken home, you know? And then you're left with nothing. But I walked away, even though he went to jail for a year. I walked away and I got in a new relationship and I'm happy. But I find myself struggling to forgive him. And I want to hate him. But how can you hate somebody that gave you the two things that you're the most grateful for in the world? That are the only reason that you're probably alive. How do you hate that person? Because without that person, you wouldn't have that, you know? So, hey, if any of you guys are struggling with sadness or depression, our thoughts of suicide, our mental illness, anxiety, or you're just lost, you're not alone. I promise you, you're not alone. And if you need somebody to love you, and if you need somebody just for a moment to say, hey, you're not alone. And if you don't think anybody else cares, I care. And you might say, well, why would you care? You don't even know me. Because nobody cared about me. And I don't want anyone to feel like that, no matter how nasty humanity's been to me. So please, don't give up. Don't let the world ruin who you are. And you might not know who you are, but you will. You just really, really gotta look deep. And you gotta stop caring what other people think. And you might not think that you do care. But I did care. And I don't want to say that I don't care now. Because I do care, in a way, what people, like the people who matter, think about me. Only because I love them. They're my loved ones, you know? And they're my people. So I do care on that level because I don't want them to hate me or like not want me. But here's the thing about me that keeps me going, I think, some days. I don't care what anyone has to say to me about me, because I've been through hell and back, and I've been through eating disorders that have gone on years and years, and I've gone through bullying and abuse, and I currently deal with mental illness, and I've been incredibly sad for many years. I've almost killed myself several times. I used to cut. I used to be so angry, and I kept everything inside. And then it exploded. And now I have mental illness. Sometimes I think that might be schizophrenia. But I can't afford Medicaid or health care, so we can't really go to a doctor's, can we? And I'm afraid some days, because not me. And the voices in my head can get so vicious. I prevail. But a lot of buts, right? After all that I've been through and that I'm going through, I'll be damned if someone's gonna come into my life and tell me who they think I should be or what I should do with my life, or whether I'm doing it wrong, or should I wear this or eat that, or have this kind of job, or I'm not doing it fast enough, or being a good parent, or not being a good daughter, a good Christian. I don't really care what you think that I'm not doing or what you want me to be. I'm gonna be myself. I have no filter, and I don't spare any feelings just because I think it's rude, you know, to spare feelings. Some people think it's awful to say that because they're like, oh, well, you gotta be sensitive. Don't you care about other people? No, I care too much. But they deserve, everybody that deserves the right to the truth. If you ask me my honest opinion for something and you want me to tell you the truth, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna tell you the truth, not what you wanna hear. Because at the end of the day, somebody should have told me truth a long time ago and not lied to me and kept me in the dark. Because in the long run, one day you're going to find yourself amidst a bunch of things that people told you that you wanted to hear, and they told it to you to placate you. And then you're like, oh, well, that was a lie, and that was a lie, and that was, is anything even real? And then you're going to be confused at what was really right and what was really wrong. And then you're that much farther away from not being you. And everybody should be them. Because we were born with the right for free will. Even if something's illegal or immoral or just not what society thinks that it's supposed to be, you still have that right to do it. We have a right to think with our minds. And even though some days I'm scared of my own mind when I used to feel safe, it is still my mind, my right. I'm the only one that has to walk in my shoes. You're the only one that has to walk in your shoes and go through the things that you've gone through. Nobody lives the lives that we live. We all have to experience them all by ourselves. Even in this vast universe of all these people and galaxies and atoms and angels and demons and molecules and nothingness. We're infinite, but we're also human, and we only get one chance to be us. And I don't know about you, but I'm done living for other people. I'm done pretending that everything is okay. And oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm not fine. I'm sad. And I'm angry. Some days I'm happy, and some days I'm overjoyed, and I can't wait to see where the future goes. And then some days I just can't get out of bed, and I want to curl up in a ball and not exist. But I do exist, and tomorrow will be a better day. Maybe.